Ducks get the puck, fire at the length of the ice, and they're just counting down. 2 seconds, one, and the St. Louis Blues score a nice win on the road against the Anaheim Ducks, defeating them 3-1 with both teams sharing 31 shots on goal. And so the Ducks will have to rebound and hope for a win. 2-point victory over Montreal coming up. Emerson and I will shoot the breeze here for a few minutes, and then we'll have Emerson Eden with Alexis Downey on the postgame show. So one quick reminder before we start our conversation. If you've been listening to the game, you're here at the arena watching it, you can text your opinion on what you thought about it. The final outcome, 714-940-2950, 714-940-2950 for Emerson and Alexis on our post-game show. So, 3-1 victory for the St. Louis Blues. Let me ask you this two-part question. Answer them at your will. What's your particular thoughts on this particular hockey game? And regardless what you say, what do they have to do in order to be better when they play Montreal?
Well, and there's a few commercial breaks. You know, Steve and I talked about just the spark needed from this club. There were certain guys that were able to just ignite that spark in some of those comeback wins, or maybe early on. We talk about that Philadelphia game on the road, which was their best scoring output in any which game this season there, and they just seemed to find a spark from so many guys throughout the lineup. Well, tonight the best line, and it was changed there as we went on. Max Jones with McTavish and Killorn, once they were put together, I mean, boy, they were truly a force. Vetrano, Carlson, and of course Ryan Strome rounding out the top six there. And I just, you need more. You need more from the guys that you're supposed to count on for scoring. And it's Killorn, maybe early on that glorious breakaway chance there. You know, it all started by Max Jones diving for that puck. What a sequence that could have been on that finish. There was just a couple grade A chances that the Anaheim Ducks, you know what, instead of even missing the net wide trying to pick a corner, it found the chest area of St. Louis Blues goaltender Joel Hofer. So the goal scoring mentality, the mentality that we see time and time again from Vetrano and McTavish, we just need to see it more from more guys. The relentlessness of finding areas to get open. So on that front, on just this losing effort here tonight, just need more. You just need more from more guys, and particularly the guys that you count on to score in the top six. And moving forward, look, you got a Montreal team coming in here, a below 500 team looking to once again, try to gain a foothold on a team, the Anaheim Ducks, that's turning the page and hitting some speed bumps here in the last stretch. So it's not going to be easy against Montreal. They're coming in. They're trying to turn the tides themselves. And the toughest opponents are the opponents that are playing desperate hockey. It was the St. Louis Blues on an effort against the Kings that did not fare well for them. They came back here tonight, and what did they play? They played desperate hockey. Well, a below 500 team, the Montreal Canadiens, are coming in here Wednesday looking to play desperate hockey.
7 o'clock is our game time here at Honda Center. We'll have the broadcast for you at 6:30, and then Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, the LA Kings are here. It's a 12:30 Pacific time start, 12:30 with noon being our pregame coverage. So I guess you're going to have a lot to talk about with Alexis coming up on the postgame show and trying to dissect even more than what you talked about, Emerson. And hopefully this team can get back on a winning track and secure a couple of wins before tough road trip in Edmonton, who's playing a little bit better, and Vancouver, who's been playing pretty well. And it's not going to be easy to get a win. It never is on a night in the National Hockey League, but I agree with you. They're going to have to make some adjustments, maybe change up some things line-wise. I don't know what else, but I'm sure Greg Cronin and his staff have some ideas ready for this upcoming game on Wednesday.
Yeah, they have a couple practices or a potential couple of practices, whether they take a day off on either Monday or Tuesday in preparation for the Montreal team coming in here on Wednesday. We'll see how they take advantage of that. Steve, you and I talked about how just the Vegas Golden Knights, at the height of this early regular season, opted not to take a day off when they were, you know, on that torrid win streak early on. So let's see how the coaching staff, Greg Cronin and his crew, manage these next couple days leading up to Wednesday's tilt here at Honda Center against the Montreal Canadiens.
All righty. We'll let you go and get ready for our post-game show. And then we let the fans know that we'll be on the air again 6:30 on Wednesday night with Montreal coming in here. I want to thank all the great folks at Skyview for their particular job well done. Alexis Downey, of course, she's going to be alongside Emerson Edom in just a matter of a couple of minutes. She heads down to the left of our press box for all the post-game festivities. Vic Pence, our on-site statistician, and Rick Cutler, our on-site engineer. So, despite the outcome, we hope you enjoyed the broadcast here. 3-1 was the final, St. Louis over Anaheim in the first of three regular season meetings between these two teams. And one other thought, want to remind you tonight, not only tonight, but all season long, good friends at UCI Health. They're a big part of Ducks hockey on Duckstream. We stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop-at-nothing. So we hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Again, the final scores, St. Louis 3 and Anaheim 1. Stay tuned. More post-game show live from Honda Center on this evening for hockey. And we hope you enjoy the next half hour or so. Good night from Anaheim for us here, Emerson and Steve. And stay tuned for more post-game festivities on Duckstream.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. I could use that. I appreciate it.
That's the sound of Paula getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be giving her yard a professional makeover. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 CR-V. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-43390.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then, one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Anaheim Ducks flex plans can be crafted around even the busiest fans' schedules. Does your perfect plan include weekend games only? Do you see the Ducks take on all original six teams every year? Maybe you want to party like it's 1993 and attend all 30th anniversary jersey games. Whatever the case, opt for a fully customizable flex plan of seven or more games and get rewarded with exclusive benefits, better seats, flexible payment options, and more. You'll save at least 15% off box office pricing. Learn more at anaheimducks.com/flexplans.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the Anaheim Ducks postgame show. Alexis Downey and Emerson Edom here with you. The Ducks falling tonight to the St. Louis Blues here at Honda Center. 3-1 was the final. Both sides of the ice each having 31 shots on goal in this game. Quite a few penalties were taken by the Ducks tonight, and really it just wasn't, the effort just didn't seem to be there tonight, Emerson, I felt like.
Yeah, and just offensively, it was an effort in which I would like to see more game plan in the offensive zone, right? Mm-hmm. You watch the Arizona Coyotes, you see a lot of set plays, a lot of high switches above the top of the circles. You know, Vegas, we mentioned, you know, with the best of them. Colorado, you saw a lot of low to trigger, maybe even backdoor plays and relentless around those the blue paint, particularly on the weak side. And whether it's Nathan MacKinnon popping out and just finding that little area in that pocket in the top of the circle in order to create that chance for the shot, I'd like to see a little bit more relentlessness. You see Frank Vetrano is a guy who consistently do it. Mm-hmm. Of course, over the last several games, Max Jones has really come into life and gained himself more offense, being a little bit more relentless. So, yeah, I just think when the Ducks don't have the puck, as far as other players on the ice, so when they're in control, in possession, sustain offensive zone time, the guys, everyone besides the puck carrier need to be fighting more for those open areas, those dead spots, as we call them, in order to create more looks. Because I tell you what, the Anaheim Ducks certainly tied with the St. Louis Blues 31 shots apiece. They didn't lose in that department, but you go back to, hey, what were the quality of those 31 mm-hmm. shots, and if they're happy with it? Well, it didn't come out with the win. So I think they're going to go back to the drawing board when it comes to just more set plays, being more on the same template game plan in order to create more offense.
Yeah, Emerson, one of your keys to the game being, you know, out shooting the opponent in tonight's game. And, well, they tied them, so not quite that, but not far off from that either. All right, so let's get into some of the goal calls and everything that happened in this game. Starting in the first period, we just want to see Urho Vaakanainen get his first NHL goal, and we haven't been able to see that happen yet. He unfortunately had a goal, but it was ruled offside. So take a listen to the whole sequence of this event in the first period.
Into the St. Louis D zone. Vetrano sends it into the corner off the backboard. Loose in front. Black Dad score! Anaheim will go ahead 1-0. And Urho Vaakanainen, who was robbed of his first goal the other night, he gets his first tonight of the year for the Anaheim Ducks. Good for him, and it's a 1-0 Anaheim advantage.
The referee just made an announcement to the Honda Center crowd that it could be under review.
At 11:46 on the clock, the play was offside, no goal.
I feel for him. He wants that first goal so bad. He thought he had it in Nashville, and it just didn't quite happen tonight.
Yeah, an unfortunate break, and yet another one for Urho Vaakanainen, who I love just the fact that he came back very next sequence, got a shot on goal, and really brushed that off, you know, so well. I mean, just to have yet another goal taken away. Both of them, of course, would have been his first National Hockey League goal if they were to have counted. And the last one would have been big. It was taken away. This one would have been a big start to this game. They were playing well right out of the gate. And yeah, it was just the Anaheim Ducks have had their fair share of tough calls against here this last stretch.
And despite that momentum in the beginning there, it almost seemed to shift the tide a little bit as St. Louis then was the team to get on the board. It was Jake Neighbors who scored the goal, and Alex Killorn started that on a turnover in the zone.
Ducks steal it from him and go back behind the goal line. That's Lubushkin, and he'll get it ahead for Killorn. Turned it over. Sundquist in front. They score! That's Neighbors after a turnover by Anaheim in front of John Gibson. 9:25 of the first. The game's initial score belongs to St. Louis. It's 1-0.
So 1-0 for the Blues. Not long after that, Mason McTavish having a four-minute double minor for a high stick. The Ducks are able to kill off that penalty, their penalty kill, just continuing to do good things in these recent games. Some big blocks from Cam Fowler as a part of that, too. But not, again, long after that one. 16:34 into that first period, Pavel Buchnevich on the power play. He drew the penalty, and he got rewarded with the goal.
There's a shot. St. Louis will score. On a shot towards the net, circle to the right of Gibson. A redirect in front by Buchnevich. And that one, not much John Gibson could do about it. And the Blues have a power play goal and lead it 2-0.
I feel like I kind of jinxed that, because when I was right before that, I said, you know, St. Louis is 32 for 32 on the power play. Only three power play goals up until tonight. Getting another one, kind of felt bad after that.
Yeah, no, and I wasn't going to put you on blast.
Thank
on
you.
Air.
Sorry about that, everyone.
I was thinking the same thing. No, it was a well-put stat that you read there. In that break there, and yeah, it just so happened that not too long after, the St. Louis Blues get rewarded with a power play goal, and I liked St. Louis's Blues game plan. They were short and simple with their breakouts. They were very good on kickouts, middle drives on their ozone entry and neutral zone play. And speaking of power play, hey, they got a big one, and it was something that put the Ducks even more so back at that point in the hockey game.
So 2-0 after the first period. Moving into that second, St. Louis just kept it going. A 3-0 lead. Toropchenko getting the one goal for that one. He spun around in front of the net, in front of Gibson, got the rebound and put it in. 5:39 into that second period.
Well, I'll tell you, Krug just let a shot go. Gibson had turned the wrong way. He never saw where that puck was, and now they know where it's at. It's in the net. Toropchenko on a rebound. Nobody favoring him defensively, and that's a huge goal for St. Louis, scoring it early in the second period at 5:39, and the Blues extend their lead now to three goals. It's 3-0.
Now the Ducks' lone goal in this game coming from Mason McTavish just a couple minutes after St. Louis's goal, just waiting on the side for that puck, and he was able to get a pass from Alex Killorn and just put it in the back of the net.
Stole it from the defenseman Falk. Still loose in front of shot. They score! On a backhand shot, on a move towards the net by Mason McTavish. He goes top shelf on a backhand, and the Ducks have cut into the Blues' lead. It's now 3-1.
Well, Emerson, we're going to talk about that second line tonight, probably after the break a little bit. But Mason McTavish, Max Jones, and Alex Killorn tonight, just being able to see that line get that goal, how big was that?
Oh, I thought it was huge, and I think each of them brought so much to this hockey game. I thought it was probably the best effort, even though he's had some great ones. Alex Killorn here thus far in his shortened regular season, and Max Jones, as well as he's played, I thought it was his best effort thus far in the season for himself as well. And then you speak on a Mason McTavish. He just continues to really do it all. You know, sometimes it's making a great pass. Other times, just, I mean, how many big goals has he scored early on in the season?
It was a big goal here up until that point in the hockey game, just right on the doorstep, being able to just, he's so calm around that blue paint there. And in this case, he's forehand to backhand, lifts it weak side, right upstairs, and it's just that's where he's at his best from a goal scoring perspective, is just in and around that net, and able to finish the way he does. It's quite something to see.
And we talked about Max Jones. Well, he had a nice opportunity at the end of that second period, just ringing it off the post, but definitely a good shot by him. Let's take a listen to it.
And Anaheim will be the team that brings it out from behind goaltender John Gibson, who would like to see his team get a little bit closer. Max Jones fires one off the arm and then off the goalpost, and he came close to giving Anaheim their second tally.
So 3-1 after two periods of play. The third period was a little bit of a slower one. The Ducks 8 shots on goal, St. Louis 5 in that one. But John Gibson came up big in the final 3 minutes of the game with a save on Toropchenko.
Falk will throw it off the near board in front of the penalty box. They head for Hayes. Coming into Toropchenko, a shot. Oh, there's a nice save by John Gibson. That might be his best save of the night right there.
Yeah.
And that would do it for the Ducks and Blues in this one. St. Louis 3, Ducks 1. We'll talk more about it on the other side of the break.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
That's the sound of Casey getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told him the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing his old manual wheelchair with a brand new power wheelchair. And we paid him for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2023 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then, one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook and the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Get the perfect holiday gifts for hockey fans on your list at NHLShop.com. The world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and more. All the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special holiday offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. Make it count. Welcome back to the Anaheim Ducks post-game show here on Ducks Stream. Alexis Downey and Emerson Edom here with you. After this 3-1 loss, against the St. Louis Blues tonight, a couple text messages from our listeners. The first one, I'm proud of my Ducks, even though we lost. Always love the positivity, especially in a loss after the way that the games have been going as of late.
Yeah, and it's we appreciate the support. Once again, texting into the post-game show. And, yeah, we always could use some positive energy here, like we saw in this last message. Yeah, just it helps us pick our heads up and get ready for this next one. And boy, it's a big one against the Montreal Canadiens. So, you know, certainly negativity and there's been just some unfortunate sequences that have, you know, led to some down moments here for the Anaheim Ducks. I mean, of course, last game, 8 or so minutes left, you get a call. That's called back as far as a goal for, and God, it was devastating. Didn't come out with that one, and then tonight, once again, what could have been the first goal on the board of the hockey game for the Anaheim Ducks there, it was called back, and somewhat of an uncharacteristic sequence there, right, going offsides by Leo Carlson. It's just one that, for a player like him, won't see much much more of those from him, but it's just it's unfortunate for Urho Vaakanainen getting his goal taken away, and then as Leo Carlson played so well, once again, just an error like that, it's just so unfortunate, and it's just one that you gotta hope that the Anaheim Ducks clear up in the next couple of practices here leading up to Wednesday, and hopefully they do just that.
You know, Emerson, that's an interesting point too, because after Urho Vaakanainen scored that goal and they went to the little circle to celebrate, I was watching Leo and he was just talking and shaking his head. He must have known immediately. I saw him down there doing that and I was like, what is he saying to them? But he had to have known immediately.
Interesting point. I remember just that them in the huddle after they had scored, all five skaters there in the corner, kind of, you know, who got the goal. It almost seemed like it might have been deflected there in the net front. That's interesting you say. I had kind of zero recollection of maybe anything pointing to that. But as you mentioned, you know, he kind of knew maybe deep down inside that could have possibly been negated due to him being offsides. And it's just unfortunate. You know, he's chomping at the bit to be a middle driver and pushing those D back and get to the net. So, you know, those kind of things just happen. Yeah, you try to limit him, but it's a fast-paced game. Of course, Leo's just ripping around at 110 miles an hour. And, you know, it's just a tough break there. But, you know, besides that, I thought Leo just played he played a really solid game. He was trying. The effort was there. No, did he get on the score sheet? But, you know, his intensity level is there. He was skating. His 5-10-foot passes were as good as they always are. And, yeah, you could maybe make the argument that it would have been a different outcome of this hockey game if the Anaheim Ducks did indeed score that first goal.
One thing about Leo Carlson, too, is you can always feel his presence when he's in the lineup. He is just such a playmaker, and it really makes a difference. And I enjoyed watching him play with Vetrano and Strome tonight on that top line. I liked the idea of Greg Cronin switching up these lines, especially with the results of the last two games this past week. And also another thing going off that note, just looking at all of the games, today is November 19th. This was game number 9 of the month for the Ducks. 9 games in 19 days. That seems like a lot. It's a lot of hockey.
Yeah, almost averaging a game every other night. And, yeah, it is a lot of hockey. It's hockey that's delayed the practice schedule at times, whether it be the travel or just, as you know, the amount of games in general. Look, it's going to be interesting to see if the Ducks in practice both days, do they utilize a day off within one of these 2 days before Wednesday. So it remains to be seen what the game plan is, but you got to think that they are going to take full advantage of when they do step on the ice as a team for practice, making sure that through the last 3 games, cleaning up all they need to clean up in order to have a successful outcome against Montreal.
A couple more text messages here. Marty sending us a message. Let's look at the bright side here. Lacombe and Minty both looked good, I think, to keep our morale up. We should focus on the development of our team. Wins would be cool, but developing our future is a better focus. Emerson was right about last game, too. We need to remain calm. The development of our young guys is more important than any one goal. Interesting point.
I appreciate that. thank you. And And, yeah, I thought just the fact that the coaching staff had Jackson Lacombe out there with the in those sequences when the Ducks, Gibby was pulled, the Ducks had that extra attacker out on the ice. The fact that Jackson Lacombe was one of the players out there just, you know, says a lot about how he's playing. I thought mm-hmm. he had a stretch of maybe five or so games back where he had a couple off nights, but he has come alive. He's always been solid defensively. I've always just greatly appreciated his ability to come out the puck with ease, those 5-10-foot passes, outlet passes through the defensive zone and into the neutral zone. You know, it just seems like he plays when it comes to that beyond his time thus far in the National Hockey League, and he continues to get better. We're seeing a lot more offensive flashes, and so, yeah, look for his point totals to come up here in the next stretch and just him being all-around difference maker in the next few games.
Another message right here. I was at the game tonight. The Ducks are chasing games far too often lately. Need to get off to better starts. Scoring the first goal in the game could not be more important to the team. On a positive note, Frankie, Jones, and Gibby looked great.
Yeah, Gibby continues to look mm-hmm. great, continues to give this Ducks team a chance to win. And look, I mean, three goals against, you know, whether, you know, how bad you felt you got outplayed, look, three goals against is giving you a chance to come out with a win. All you got to do is find a way to score three more than the one they had, make it 4-3 game. And, you know, the highest of end teams in this National Hockey League, and that's not to say that we saw a very high-end team here in this last stretch during some of those winning streak around those times of play, that, you know, this is you know, this is a team that has all the potential to get back on track, clean up what they need to clean up. But I couldn't agree more. You know, Gibby, Jones, I mean, there were some players out here that were fighting all night for this Ducks team. You just need really everyone, and tonight wasn't the case.
John Gibson, 28 for 31 tonight in the net. More on the other side of the break of your post-game show.
Hey everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest thing on the planet to do. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world, made the way it was intended, direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
Tailgate radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man. Reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long.
This guitar about as hard as a pain.
To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone.
News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Dodger strikes quickly. The magic continues for
music.
TC.
I can buy myself flowers. Come down. And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
Welcome back to the post-game show here on Duck Stream. And head coach Greg Cronin had the chance to speak with the media tonight following this 3-1 loss to the St. Louis Blues.
Good offer.
Yeah,
I didn't
see a lot of energy. Okay. It surprised me. I thought they'd be flying, and there wasn't a lot of energy. And then I think the penalties, you know, the 4-minute and then the 2-minute right after that probably wasn't a good situation for us. We weren't getting into a rhythm. It was a good road game by them. They were smart. They put it deep and didn't make too many mistakes. And then obviously when we had that turnover and they ended up in a goal, it kind of was like, oh, what just happened, right? Because I didn't see a lot of scoring chances really either direction. But you're right. There wasn't a lot of jump.
How much is falling behind in games kind of starting to weigh on the team?
It was funny. I thought we had the lead for 30 seconds, right?
Right.
And then... But I don't know. We really don't talk about it. I mean, the one good thing is that we've come back so many times. We don't really see like a 1 or 2 goal deficit as a big thing. But we've continuously. I don't know how many times it's been now in a row we've not scored the first goal, and it does get old.
Sense of wanting to get maybe Gibby more. I mean, obviously, you want more run support in general, but for Gibby in particular, I think all 6 losses. He's up 2 or fewer goals, and most of them have been tight games too, right?
Yeah, he played well. It was no fault with Gibby. He played a good game.
6 penalties tonight for your team, and they ranked near the top for most penalty minutes.
Yeah.
Is that starting to become an issue for you?
Well, it is. It builds up, right? So you've got it disrupts the flow of the game. You got guys that don't kill sit there for a long time. It's not good. Obviously, it's a one stat that you don't want to be the top of the league on for sure.
Speaking of jumping off on Gibby, obviously the wins and losses don't spell it, but the other numbers that he's been putting up in whatsoever, just what can you say about just the consistent play that he's been giving you, even though the wins aren't there?
Yeah, he's been terrific. Like he's a bright spot. I mean, you know, we lost 3 straight now, right? We were sitting 3 games above 500 less than a week ago, and this is a tough league, you know, and, you know, Gibby's been a big backbone. Doss was terrific early in the year, and a lot of this is mental. Our guys have got to focus on doing the right thing repeatedly, and as I've talked about repeatedly, the turnovers are one of the things that sabotages our momentum in games. And obviously, the first goal is directly off the turnover, and... You know, you got to create turnovers too, and you got to draw penalties. That's part of it. So, creating turnovers is putting pressure on pucks, getting your sticks in there, winning puck battles so the teams have to hook and hold you. So, we were doing, I think, quite a bit of that earlier in the year, and we've got to get back to doing that immediately.
Kind of hopping off that. I mean, Killorn, uncharacteristic to have that kind of turnover in that position. Is that something that you just kind of move on from knowing that he made a mistake, or do you use that as a teaching moment maybe for the rest of the team?
The whole bench, sorry, me, when I had a bench, and that's on me. I mean, there was other turnovers too, right? Like, we have full possession of the puck in the offensive zone probably at least 4 times, and we just gave it to them, you know, and that's been a problem for our group pretty much the whole year. So, you know, I don't have control of that, so to speak. I don't have the puck on my stick. They do. They have to make good decisions with it.
You mixed up the forward lines, obviously. Is that something? Well, did you see elements of what you wanted to see, or is that a thing where you're going to continue moving the chess pieces around to generate some offense?
We got lightning in a bottle the last 11 minutes. against Florida, and there was some line combination that seemed to have some chemistry, and I try to go back to that, but we have Leo, obviously, who's going to be a top three line guy, so you know, we had to manipulate two of the lines, but yeah, we just didn't get much like tonight out of, I mean, I thought Mac's line was pretty good and Leo's line had some jump, but we didn't get a lot out of the other lines, and you know, I know that analytically because we get the stats, but we're playing a good team that knows how to win. They're on the road. They just got beaten twice, and I thought the Blues played a really good road game.
What do you think of Max Jones's game tonight? He got a forecheck leading to the goal, yeah. And seemed to have a lot of energy.
Max has been good. I mean, he's skating hard. He's on pucks. He's finishing checks, and you know, he's been a bright spot.
It's not like the team is lacking in creating chances or anything, but is it simply just a lack of maybe needing to convert more of those?
We don't shoot the puck enough. You know, I pretty much say it after every game. We have opportunities to shoot it. Look at their third goal. They just throw it at the net. It hits a skate, and it goes right to Hayes. He's got an open net. I mean, I'll watch the tape, but I'm guessing there's five times we're right around home plate. We won't shoot it. And again, that's the same thing we've been saying repeatedly. So I think we've got to try and turn our team into a shot volume team and stop trying to make lateral passes and try and generate like rebounds off it.
Okay. Thanks,
bro. Yeah. Thanks, bro.
So that was head coach Greg Cronin speaking to the media after this 3-1 loss to the St. Louis Blues. A couple takeaways from this one, just talking about no energy from this team. The penalties were hurting them tonight. 6 penalties taken. The penalty kill going 5-for-6 there. No rhythm. The turnovers, that's been definitely a storyline that he has hit on time and time again, especially in the last couple games. But addressing some things that he thought in particular were the reason for some of these mix-ups and whatnot tonight. A lot of it being mental, he thinks, with the players, and the team just isn't shooting the puck enough. 31 shots on goal and just not enough shots, basically, by what Greg Cronin is seeing.
Yeah, and another thing he pointed out, the continued stellar play of goaltender John Gibson. And, I think he hit the nail on the head and any point that he made. And I just love the honesty, right? I love the honesty of what this Ducks team needs to do better moving forward in order to have success, you know, scoring the first goal. And he mentioned that he, like everyone in this building, thought that the Ducks were going to eventually score that first goal and get credited for the non-goal from Urho Vaakanainen there. Which is just a momentum shifter. Like it, in some ways, is a momentum killer. You think you're on the board, and finally, it's just one of the few games thus far in this season where this Anaheim Ducks team comes out with the first goal, and then to have it be taken away. Probably a little flashes of that last game being brought up and the traumas that happened with that exactly. And so yeah, it just he said what needed to be, you know, stated. I thought the questions, you know, the penalties and you know, leading the league in that category. It's just there were a lot of honest questions and honest answers given by head coach Greg Cronin, and I thought he said it, you know, just perfectly, each and every one.
Also giving credit to Max Jones for having a good game and how he was rewarded playing in that top six tonight, how he saw the different line pairings and what he liked out of them, and also just noting that obviously putting Leo Carlson back into the lineup did change that compared to how, you know, the last couple games have been. The Ducks moved to 9-9 now on the season. They are on a 3-game skid. 2 more home games left this coming week. Right around American Thanksgiving, we have the Montreal Canadiens the night before on Wednesday, a 7 p.m. game. And then Friday, a 12:30 start against the Los Angeles Kings. So some big hockey games coming up this week for the Anaheim Ducks. That game against Montreal. Montreal is currently 7-9-2 on their season at the bottom of the Atlantic Division. But Emerson and I were talking at the break. That record of 7-9-2 being last in the Atlantic, I mean, that's not a bad record, but you have teams like the Bruins, the Panthers, the Leafs sitting at the top of that division. So definitely a tough one for sure, but still a lot of hockey this week for the Anaheim Ducks around the holiday. And we have 2 days before that next game, so be interesting to see what the practices are like for the Ducks and what exactly that they're going to be focusing on.
Yeah, and look, you're coming into a team versus the Montreal Canadiens where, look, I mean, their record isn't terrible, but their last 10, they're 2-7-1. So mm-hmm. certainly their better hockey was played a little bit early on in the season. Look, they're on a four-game losing streak, and so it's teams that are in different spots in the standings. Of course, Anaheim Ducks are in the lead when it comes to a head-to-head in that category. But, look, Ducks, three-game losing streak. Montreal Canadiens, four-game losing streak. So two hungry teams looking to prove, you know, who's going to get back on track first here. So that's a big one. You got the Los Angeles Kings where it is the total opposite. Last 10 games, 7-1-2, currently riding a two-game win streak. So differences and dramatic differences between the two teams coming up. But, hey, look, this is a Ducks team that needs to start playing desperate hockey and really get back to the things that they were doing in order to come out with a lot of those 2 points there early on in the season.
We'll have the pregame show at 6:30 on Wednesday ahead of the game against the Canadiens. Emerson, your final quack for tonight, your final thought.
Oh, final quack is just, look, I'm rooting for this Ducks team. I think they are just this roster is full of quality individuals. You know, to see a guy like Mason McTavish be first on the ice each practice and shoot the amount of pucks that he does in order to, you know, translate into these games and the finish that you saw here tonight. I just hope and I know and I can feel it coming that the top six puts it together. It seems like, you know, each night there's been one line, win or loss, really carrying the load scoring. And my final quack, I look forward to seeing a top six. That six players mm-hmm. on those first two lines just have themselves a night starting with Wednesday. Tilt versus the Montreal Canadiens.
Kind of going along with that, I'm just waiting to see Alex Killorn finally score his first goal as a Duck. Four shots on goal tonight. An assist as a part of Mason McTavish's goal. He really wants one, and I'm waiting for it. I want to see Killer score his first goal with the Ducks. I mean, this was his eighth game played this season. Missed a couple to start the year, but he's back, and we got to get him on the score sheet soon because I'm tired of seeing these almost goals by him.
All right, Killer. Well, you heard it from AD here. We want you on the board. We know it's going to come here soon, so we look forward to that happening.
All right. Thank you so much for those of you who listened to our Anaheim Ducks post-game show. The Ducks falling tonight to the St. Louis Blues 3-1, hoping to find success against this team down the road in their other two meetings that they still have ahead this season. As we mentioned, Montreal on Wednesday, 7 p.m. puck drop, a 6:30 start time from Emerson Edom and Alexis Downey here at the Honda Center and the shinny game that's going on down below. If you heard the horn going off in the background, we are going to go home, get some rest, get ready for the next game on Wednesday, and be back at Honda Center for this next one. Thank you for listening to Duck Stream presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn, and make sure to come back after the break for the replay of Ducks versus Blues.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
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 At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go Go or ask your device to play Country A Go Go on TuneIn.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes. So you keep saying
you got something for me. Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Hey, music lovers, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and I want to personally invite you to listen to the world's first global country station, the Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. Join us to hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are tearing it up with their music. It's the very best of country music, all in one place. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
Music.
Music. Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
What makes the holidays the most wonderful time of the year at the Disneyland Resort? It's seeing the skies brightened with unforgettable fireworks, taking in the music, food, and fun of Disney Festival of Holidays, and so much more. The holidays begin here from November 10th through January 7th at the Disneyland Resort. Both tickets and park reservations required. Visit Disneyland.com for important details. Subject to restrictions, change, and cancellation without notice.
Real country music. Cody Johnson, live. Saturday, January 20th, in concert at Honda Center. Country's best. Cody Johnson, in the Leather Tour. With special guest, Justin Moore. Also featuring Dylan Carmichael, on stage at Honda Center, Saturday, January 20th. Cody Johnson. In concert. VIP and reserve seats on sale Friday, October 6th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com in the Honda Center box office. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour. Special guest, Justin Moore.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
See
every Honda Center event from the best seats in Orange County. Annual premium club seats are the best way to entertain your most important clients, best friends, your family, and yourself. Events of all sorts come to Honda Center year-round, so there's something for everyone. Spend less time parking, finding your seats, and buying concessions, and more time enjoying all the amenities of the Pacific Premier Bank Club level. Get our latest club seat offers today at HondaCenter.com/club seats.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.